Doctor's Kitchen. Recipes, health, lifestyle. Welcome to Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Snack size snippets from the main podcast, all about food, medicine, lifestyle, and how to improve your health today. Today's snack size is all about gratitude, one of my favorite topics. Gratitude for me has been absolutely pivotal for my mindset. And we talk today all about how gratitude can potentially help you age better. Is the negative self-talk you allow into your conscious aging you quicker? And what can you do about it? Well, on episode 58, Dr. Dan Levitin and I talk about how to age better and what you can do today to keep you healthy and thriving in your later years. And mindset is a huge part of the equation. I loved this conversation with Dr. Dan that we had in person prior to the pandemic. And for sure, gratitude has been a huge part of my daily routine. And I hope in some way you can take something from this snack size that will pique your interest in practicing gratitude yourself daily if you don't already. Before we get started, here is a quick word from the people who make this podcast possible.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I wanted to ask you about why different personalities age better than others and how that comes into the conversation around healthy aging, because it was quite new to me.
It's a rather new way of thinking about the lifespan. Of course, the three foundations on which our lives take shape are genes, and then the environment. And the environment has, and it's no longer in science anyway do we talk about nature versus nurture, meaning genes versus environment. They're two inextricably linked. One influences the other, but they both influence one another. Your genes influence the kinds of things you may do in your life, but the things you do have a backward effect on the genes. The gene expression can be changed. Your genes can be rewritten by experience. So within the environment, you've got two components, which are the culture in which you're raised and the values of your family and community and society. And then you've got the odd things that happen to you, chance, random things, opportunity. And the fact is that although we can't, to a large degree, control what happens to us, we can control how we respond. And so our personality or mindset has an outsized influence on the way our lives will reveal themselves at any age or any stage. So the idea is that you can change your personality at any age and choose a personality that you want. Choose a personality that will give you a better chance of being happy and productive and living healthy.
Yeah, because you talk a bit about conscientiousness at the start and the end. and gratitude, which I find fascinating. So a bit of context, I've been doing gratitude for a number of years now.
It's part of your cultural tradition.
Absolutely, yeah. I think...
You want to go into that a bit?
We can do, yeah, yeah. Please. So the act of selflessness, or there's a concept called seva, which is basically giving to others. In different religions, there are... I mean, I'm not practicing Sikh, and I'm definitely not a scholar, but in different religions, there always seems to be this... theme throughout them of service to others. In Islam, I think you're given a proportion of your income away. In Sikhism, we deliver food to anyone who comes into the temple as part of seva. You will be either someone who provides the food, cooks the food, serves the food. I've done all those different roles, and I think it's great. It's a wonderful way of cultivating gratitude for the very simple thing of eating. A lot of people don't have.
I attended a Sikh meal.
Oh, did you? Nice.
The Langar temple in New Delhi, the main Sikh temple.
Uh-huh.
It was really wonderful.
The food's incredible, right?
Well, that and the people, too.
Yeah.
They're very warm and interested people.
Yeah, exactly. And so this concept of gratitude has always been there throughout my sort of like upbringing. I was cherished to be born and raised with those sort of background influences. But I formalize doing a gratitude exercise by thinking of three things that I do every single day that I'm grateful for. And that can be something as simple as stepping outside and it not being raining. Or if it is raining, then I'm grateful that I had my umbrella with me, or something, you know,
or that it's not snowing.
Or that it's not snowing, exactly. Or that actually we have rain here, whereas in Australia they're begging for rain because of the fires. So I decided to share that on social media every single day to sort of encourage people. It started off as 10 days and then it went to 30 days. And then people were just like, carry on. So it ended up being over 700 days of gratefulness every single day, 3 days shared with the public. I stopped doing it formally in that way because I felt that there were some personal things that I wanted to talk about and I didn't want to share that on social media, but I do it intermittently. But I'm fascinated with the practice of gratitude and how there is some evidence based behind how that cultivates conscientiousness and how that can lead to better aging.
Well, so yeah, let's touch down there on gratitude and come back to conscientiousness, if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Gratitude is the people who study happiness, the neuroscience of happiness, are in uniform agreement that really the surefire way to be happy is to be grateful for what you have and not focus on what you don't have. And everybody has something to be grateful for. It's not always easy when bad things happen, or you're thwarted, or you've just gotten yelled at or cut off in traffic or any of these things. But it does become a mindset. It takes a little bit of practice. Some people are born into a family that encourages and nurtures that practice. Others come to it quite late in life. Fortunately, almost all of us will come to it eventually, because gratitude becomes a mindset after the age of 65 and 70, just through normal neurostructural and neurochemical changes to the brain. But from a neuroscientific standpoint, when you're experiencing gratitude, you're not experiencing cravings and jealousy, destructive emotions like anger and rage, and feeling that you need to get revenge. You're not absorbed by rumination of how come he has this and I don't have it. How come she got the promotion? You know, you're grateful for what you have. It encourages a calm, peaceful state of mind, and that releases neurochemicals in the brain that actually kickstart the immune system. And so you can't really point to one thing that is the key. Just like you can't say, oh, well, there's this one supplement you have to take or this one food you have to eat. It's all part of what I call healthy lifestyle practices. So, it's diet, it's exercise and movement, it's sleep, and it's mindset. It's practicing gratitude, which has a neural basis. We've scanned the brains of monks that the Dalai Lama sent over and found that they've got some structures that are thicker, that lead to beneficial brain health, other structures that are deactivated, negative self-talk being one of them. Oh, I'm bad. I'm this, you know, I don't deserve this. You know, this bad thing happened to me because it's my fault. That kind of negative self-talk turns off in experienced meditators.
Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Remember, you can find the full-length episodes on the Doctor's Kitchen website at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. I will see you here next time.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.